The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Thursday, May 28th, 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's here with me, and this first hour is going to be open line. So, all the things going on around here, I welcome your phone calls. Here's your chance. Get in there and tell me how you feel. Get something stuck in your craw? Need to get it out? 530-605-4567. Plus, we'll be giving away some Colt 45 tickets. Opening night's tomorrow night. But I'm here with Ben. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
You're very serious. Is it because I ran in there and hit you with that wet towel the other day?
Yeah.
And it kind of keeping you on your toes.
It's still early. I'm still...
It's not early. Not if you stay up all night. It's getting late. Okay. Now, the national day I told you about, don't mention that. I'm going to mention that. Okay? But then you're going to give me some follow-up on that. So what other national days are there?
That's about it.
That was it? Okay. Today is National Hamburger Day. And Whataburger is giving away free hamburgers.
Yeah, but where's there a Whataburger around here?
Texas.
Yeah.
I saw one in Texas, yeah. and I think Nevada may have one. Mainly, I think they're everywhere but California. Maybe they are in California. I don't know. Are there Whataburgers in California? Okay, are there other places giving away free hamburgers?
Let's see. If you're a... Nothing's really free. Like Burger King, if you're a Royal Perks member, you get a free hamburger with any $3 purchase via the app.
Okay.
Like,
oh, they're making you get the app.
In the Box, dollar hamburgers after 2 p.m.
Whoa, okay, Jack in the Box, dollar hamburgers after 2 p.m.
Red Robin is doing a, let's see, you get a double burger, bottomless side, and a bottomless beverage for $10.
Oh, okay.
Not bad. Sonic, Sonic members, reward members get a free Sonic Smasher or All-American Smasher with a $5 purchase through the app.
Okay. App. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. Okay. Nothing from McDonald's, huh?
Nothing I see.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it's National Hamburger Day. One of my favorite meals. I've become a connoisseur of hamburgers. Now, In-N-Out, which is obviously fresh, you know, lettuce, tomato, hamburger, and all that. Linda loves In-N-Out. And I like In-N-Out. But my favorite burger through a big chain is Burger King. I don't know why.
I won't say it's my favorite burger, but when I, like, if I'm going to get a burger from, like, McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's or any of those places... Burger King's where I like to go. For some reason, they taste good.
I think that, you know, the way they cook it, I think makes the difference.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, this Burger King down in Eureka, it's been taken over by new management, I don't know, a year or so ago. Totally changed it. The people working there are just outstanding. And, if I'm going out just for a burger, it's this side of town. It's always Burger King, and they've got specials like two junior stars or whatever, two junior Whoppers. That's what it is. Like $5, $5 or $6. That's a good deal. So, okay, today a chance of showers and thunderstorms. A shower is likely, and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 p.m. High of 74 today. Tonight, rain and thunderstorms after 2 a.m. Then rain likely. Chance of precipitation is over 80%. Friday. Now, here's the thing. Friday is opening day of the Colt 45s. 20% chance of rain before 8 a.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with the high near 74. It's going to be a perfect day for baseball. It's going to be 74. It's opening night at Colt 45s. And Linda's singing the national anthem because it's Veterans Appreciation Night. And I throw out the first pitch. I've already had several people tell me they're going to be there just to videotape it and put it on YouTube. Is that pressure? Let me tell you.
A little bit.
So today, Ben, part of Ben's duties are, he and I are going out in the parking lot, and we're throwing that ball back and forth. But we'll talk about that later. Now, let me see. On Friday, we already know what's going to be on Friday. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Sunday, a high near 90 and sunny. And it gets warmer every day after that, my friends. Monday, 93. Tuesday, 95. Wednesday, 96. So it's starting to kick in. Beginning of June. So, rain today. Tomorrow's going to be a great day for opening day of the Colt 45s, and then it's just going to start getting warmer and hotter throughout next Wednesday. So, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, been in the business for like 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy started this company close to 30 years ago and built a great reputation on the support of their customers, treating their customers like friends. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Great local business and constantly doing things to enhance their business and their customers' enjoyment. So, okay, I'm not sure where I should start this morning, so I'm going to start with a break, okay? Now, this is open line for till 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, Trish Clark rolls in here, and I can't wait to hear Trish, but I have got a whole list of things to talk about, and everything from lawsuits to ticks. So stand by, and we'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Parker with Josh Parker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly for something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price. Because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
33 years of winning deserves a big celebration.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino as we celebrate 33 years
with our $330,000 anniversary swipe to win.
May is heating up. Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Five winners will play our game board for the chance for cash entry slot play. Advance all 10 levels and win $330,000.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win entries. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love?
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio with Carl and Bob. Thursday, the 28th of May, 7:17 in the morning. 55 degrees, going up to 74 today. So it's going to be beautiful, and it's going to start getting hot after this. So let's go to the phones. Richard.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning.
I guess the District 1 debate that you were may have been inviting us to is not going to happen.
Doesn't look like it's going to happen. Okay.
Hey, I have a quiz, and then I have a comment. Quiz, maybe for your listeners. Why does the printed calendar begin on Sunday and not Monday?
Okay.
I'm seriously curious.
Did you look at
it? Hey,
up?
I have a...
Okay.
Sure. Well, maybe Dolores will call in and impart some of her wisdom with us. Anyways,
as long as she doesn't use the loudspeaker, we're okay.
Yeah, absolutely. you talk about lawsuits. That's what said to call in. You said lawsuits. My gosh. You know, the county, as of about 3 years ago, the county was spending anywhere from 14 to 18 million per year on litigation. Oh boy, we're gonna probably double that this year, Carl. I mean, lawsuits for everybody. I'll tell you what. But in that same vein, Jennifer Caskey, who has recently initiated a new lawsuit against the county and the Shasta Five about conflicts of interests and participating in the elections. Well, she sent us all an email last night. She has filed to dismiss the case without prejudice, meaning never to return. So, and then she did a Facebook live announcement about that last night too. So
she also, she's also owes you all money, doesn't she? From what the judges want?
Right,
like $3,000.
Oh, that's nothing. Just wait till the latest motion that was just filed 2 days ago. Just wait until that motion gets heard, hopefully late June. We're talking six figures, Carl, to pay back our attorney's fees. Six figures, and that is before the decimal point. So, yeah, that's going to be very interesting to see who gets to pay what.
Okay. All right.
But, hey, enjoy the weather. This is phenomenal weather.
It's going to be beautiful for the next 2 days, and it starts getting warmer. Okay.
Yeah. So thanks, Carl.
You bet. Thank you. I don't know. Ben, why does the calendar start on a Sunday instead of a Monday?
I can tell you.
Okay.
I looked it up.
I thought you did.
So it's due to ancient religious and historical traditions and Jewish and Christian traditions. Saturday is the Sabbath, day of rest, which means Sunday is the first day of the week, a day of traditionally marked by renewal, rest, and church attendance.
Okay. So Saturday was the day off, so Sunday is what was a religious day, but also a work
just
day?
Just the first day of the week and traditionally marked by like a renewal, rest.
Got it. And it's always on Sunday. There's why, Richard. Okay, the phones are ringing. So let's talk about the lawsuit. Well, Joanne Francesca has filed a lawsuit against the county of Shasta, claiming that she was retaliated against for following state and federal election laws, filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against Shasta County. Registrar of Voters Clint Curtis fired her on May 27, 2025, 2 weeks after he was appointed. The memo stated that she was in at-will employment status is the only reason she was terminated. Well, you can do that, from the way I understand it, from at-will. No performance issues were noted. She was not provided the opportunity to gather belongings to say goodbye to her team after 17 years of service. Well, you know, I hate to say this, but that's the way it is in business. When somebody gets fired, they're, you know, perp walk out, you know, takes himself off your desk and all that stuff, and out you go. That's in private and at will. So a lawsuit was filed last week, right before the June 2nd primary. Now, I'm not a conspiracy guy here. But the two investigations coming out like a month before the election, right as the you know, the ballots were being mailed, and now this is. She alleges she was discriminated against based on her age, religion, and gender. Also include harassment and retaliation following state and federal laws. Francesca said she is committed to winning the election and blah, blah, blah. She also addresses the timing of the lawsuit, noting it was filed 2 weeks before the election because the statute of limitations from when she could file was coming to a close. That may be true. And the timing is poor, but there isn't a good timeline to file a lawsuit against anyone. This decision came after careful consideration and analysis, and I'm adding this one, and the election is next week. Ultimately, I decided to choose appropriate accountability, even if this decision means I may have to stand alone. You're not standing alone, Joanna. You've got a lot of followers out there. Here's the allegations that Kevin Cry and Patrick Jones, former District 4 supervisor, they're named in the lawsuit, which alleges that Jones more than once accused Francesca of insubordination, vowed there would be consequences for her actions. Three incidents. When supervisors wanted Francesca to retain ballots beyond the legally mandated period, she asked the former acting city council, Alan Couch, what to do, and he advised her to comply with state election code and destroy the ballots. You know, okay, I'm not commenting on this because I'm not a lawyer. About the same time, CEO County Executive Officer Rickert called to say he was asked by a supervisor to tell her that her decision to follow state and federal law rather than the board's guidance would have an impact on a decision to appoint her. Rickert has not declined comment. And then she said Cry on May 10th unlawfully requested access to recall petition signatures. She refused. It would violate California election codes and government codes, which make such petitions confidential records. Okay. And then, as you know, they had to do with the recall, and which Cry won. It failed by 50 votes. And during the public interviews to hire her successor, Cry allegedly made discriminatory comments to Francesca, saying she was too young to be the county register of voters and had plenty of time to do this role later. When she replied by saying she was older than Cry might think and she had a child, that she had a child who was 22, Cry, and this is all alleged, this allegedly, made discriminatory comments about a religion, saying, well, you are a Mormon and could have had a kid at 12 or 14. I'm sure it was an attempted humor. Anyway, and then claims of insubordination by Jones because they said that she had rewritten a $1.5 million private grant from the Center for Tech and Civic Life, and they said that it was supposed to have been approved by them and that she did not come back to the supervisors to okay the revisions. He called her actions insubordination. Well, if you're told to rewrite it, okay, I'm not getting into this. Nope, I'm not a lawyer. Anyway, that's what it, the lawsuit said that Curtis had been mean to her. And he said she was an at-will employee, which means she can be terminated at any time. It's a trade-off for making a six-figure salary without an advanced degree. That's what Curtis said in media. Anyway, here it comes. There's another lawsuit aimed at the county of Shasta with familiar names in it. Let's go to the phones. Dolores.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Well, yeah, no, that's the only way you can make, I guess, government accountable. Well, the lawsuit, how many times do people have to continue to attend meetings and meetings after meetings and years after years, and they don't listen. They do what they want. As soon as they get in there, it's like they ignore the people who put them in that seat, and yet they don't understand. They forget that we are the boss, and there's more than just the people who attend those meetings. And, you know, and they continue to do whatever they want, and it's time for the people to wake up and remove those who are in office now and replace them, because that's the only way we're going to make changes. And, you know, and people have, you know, I noticed that people have made comments, and I don't respond to comments on Facebook or anything. I really don't waste my time on that. But, you know, they make comments about me showing up with a bullhorn and, you know, saying I disturbed the meeting, the press conference. But yet, they forgot that one of their people actually, how many times did they attend in the meeting when the COVID-19 and they closed the doors at the Board of Supervisors, that girl who showed up with the bullhorn? How come they're not talking about that? They forgot
well,
about that?
Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
You believe in the First Amendment?
Absolutely.
Then why would you, here's a guy that's trying to have a press conference, an elected official, and why would you bring a bullhorn to shout over him and to deny him that right?
Well, it's because they continue to. It's because they're overwhelming all the radio stations where they could basically eliminate people from their freedom of speech. That they're doing that in the media from 3 minutes to 2 minutes. They constantly threaten people. One warning. That's all they give you. And then they say, okay, you got to get out. One warning. They make up their own damn rules. Yes, I have a problem with somebody who, like Tony Curtis, who continues to lie.
But why would you take away his rights?
Because they're all lies and it's all slandering. He's slandering people. It's a malicious act.
So that gives you the right to bring a bullhorn to a press conference so he can't talk?
It's a public place. So therefore, I do have my constitutional rights. I'm going to use it as many times as I can before they start trying to take it away. We know the government is trying to take our freedom of speech. I'm not going to stand for that.
Where is the government trying to take away the freedom of speech?
Well, from what I understand, June is coming up where they're going to be taking our freedom of speech in the meetings now from people attending meetings to make public comments. It's going to go down to 20 minutes or so many people are only going to be able to speak.
But those people, that's during that first 30 minutes. But if they want to stay to the end, they can make their comments, right?
Yeah. But that's well, the only
they're
way
not,
they
they're
can
not
push.
Taking they're not taking away.
But they are
they're trying
away,
to do
Carl.
But aren't they trying to do the business of Shasta County?
What business, Carl? Come on. How many years you've been here? How worse can it get? I mean, come on. This is what we need to kind of make sure that us, like me, who has the freedom of speech, to be allowed to point out the problems that we have. The more we
but
keep on
you taking away
the
somebody,
carpet.
So you're saying that so you take away somebody else's freedom of speech.
I didn't take his freedom of speech. He had the speaker. He had, you know, little
but
boxes.
But
you
yelling over the bullhorn kind of interferes with
well,
that.
Well, that's not my fault to have a bigger bullhorn than he did. You know what I mean?
Do you understand what I'm saying here? You're complaining about not having the freedom of speech, and yet you take it away from somebody else. So how do you rate that? If you take away somebody else's freedom,
how come you defend? I want to know.
I'm not defending anybody. What I'm saying is, but I am defending somebody's right to speak. And when you take a bullhorn, you went there purposely to drown him out.
Yeah, I did. To show that, you know what, we're tired of his lies. He's telling people lies. Two investigators did an investigation and made allegations about what he's done. I know that for a fact there is truth.
You just said allegations, so how do you know they're lies? You just said allegations.
They're allegations or whatever the fact, they did an investigation. Okay, there's evidence. I knew this was going on a long time ago. I couldn't say anything.
Do you remember when they investigated you years ago?
With who?
When you were investigating, those were things that you totally disagreed with, right?
You know what? I'm so happy you mentioned that, because the Attorney General on February 10, 2026 sent me a letter accepting my case to actually investigate those false charges against me.
Well,
I'm glad you mentioned that.
And you've been saying that, and you've had a platform here on KCNN that you
can evidence.
Talk about. But what I'm saying, Dolores, hang on for a second. Those were, you know, even though we were found guilty and were incarcerated, your fault. So now they're going back and taking a look at it. So, you told people that and before and after. Well, now Curtis is saying they're allegations and they weren't true.
That everybody else does to me. Every time they want to try to silence me, they bring out those charges.
I'm not trying to silence you. What I'm trying to say is you're taking away other people's rights, Dolores.
Nope, I'm not taking it. They have a right as everybody else, and they just got to learn how to use it. I have learned you've got to use it before we lose it. I'm tired of them trying to take our rights. And if we don't stop, these people from keeping our rights. You know, I mean, they talk about Constitution. What Constitution? They keep on
the Constitution
it away.
That served this country pretty well for
yeah.
over 250
well,
years.
It applies to everybody equally, including the left. They call the lefty. Clint Curtis called people
everybody
the lefty.
should be honored and have
Democrats.
The right. You know, people have come here at us trying to take our station down. Both sides.
It
didn't work. And you know why?
I mean,
because of something that pesky little amendment that says freedom of speech.
Right,
there's
freedom of speech, but there's certain laws that it does apply to radio stations and all that. So all you're going to need to do is learn the law and figure out the loopholes of regarding how to be able to shut somebody down when they break the law.
Anyway,
I don't try to go after anybody.
So what law was he breaking when he was speaking at the press conference?
I didn't say he was breaking the law.
But you took away his right. You took his right. Away.
Why do you defend him, Barcaro?
I'm not defending him. I don't give a rat's butt about who it was. What I'm defending is that you called into this station.
What?
I get to ask you that question.
Why
would you take away somebody's right?
What about my
right? You don't have a right to do that, to take away somebody else's rights.
I didn't take it.
You did. You got a bullhorn. Anyway,
that's
Dolores,
right.
I don't think we're going to agree on this, and I'm way over break. Have a nice day. And I get the final word. And we're going to take a break.
Mr. Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Vote Paul Salisbury for Congress. At 2 in the morning, he gets calls most people never hear. He's worked in crisis. He's sat with families on their hardest nights, in emergency response,
in aviation,
and now in mental health. Right now, parents are having to choose between groceries and medicine. Veterans are waiting for months for care. Rural hospitals are struggling. Communities are divided. Too many people feel unseen. We need safer communities, affordable health care, and a government that understands what families are going through. We don't fix this by screaming louder. We fix it by listening. Paul Salisbury is running for Congress to serve people, not political parties. From the Redwoods to the Ranchlands, forward together.
I'm Paul Salisbury, and I approve this message. Paid for by Paul Salisbury for Congress.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Yeah. Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Listening to all answering to very few. Hey, the 28th of May, 7:40 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Insurance is one division and financial management another division, but they're all located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy started this business back in 1993, and she's been helping our community ever since. You know, with insurance the way it is, and you just saw that FAIR plan from California is going up 30% in October. That's going to be have some interesting results after that. So maybe talking to Judy Maxwell, one of her experts, about homeowners insurance, health insurance, your property insurance, all of these, and get a second opinion on what you have. It's a free review and evaluation, so why not take advantage of that and give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 and take advantage of this free review and evaluation. Maybe they've got a better idea that's going to save you money and give you great coverage. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Full disclosure there, Dolores, on several occasions, threatened to sue me, too, because she didn't like, not what I was saying, but somebody was saying, and on some of our shows. But I've been sued before. It doesn't scare me. What did you say to mention? You said to mention something. Maybe you didn't. Okay. Balancing the federal budget by eliminating fraud and improper government payments. That's what White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller claimed could be possible during Tuesday's fraud roundtable hosted by Vice President Vance. I believe based on what I've seen and what I've heard that we could balance the federal budget if only dollars that went out of the Treasury went to individuals who are properly, lawfully, correctly eligible to receive them. And it might be a bridge too far since the deficit's $1.8 trillion. However, GAO, Government Accountability Office, estimates the total number of improper government payments across all programs is closer to $200 billion. But president of the Capital Research Center told the National News Desk he's on to something with his remarks. Since nobody knows the full scope of the fraud happening in both federal and state governments, we know at the barest minimum it's tens of billions and quite possibly hundreds of billions of dollars, and therefore it could make a dramatic effect on our budget deficit that we currently run. It seems like every time we turn around, they're finding another million here, 2 million there. Even California's going in there and they're arresting people. I mean, when one state had a 1,000% increase on hospice facilities, and they found some of the hospice facilities were in restaurants, closed buildings. I mean, this is just fraud. And the amount of, if you think about it, $200 billion that they know of. So the amount of fraud out there is incredible. A friend of mine, and we're talking about that last night, and he's a Democrat, and he's kind of a centrist Democrat, and we find out we agree on a lot of things, that, you know, immigration needs to be reformed, that kind of stuff, and fraud. But he says, well, you don't want people not getting paid. I said, the people that deserve it should get it. The people that are taking advantage of the system, I mean, they're sending it to dead people. They sent hundreds of thousands of dollars to this one agency that was paying dead people for SNAP benefits. Dead. Lots of them. And nobody checked. Like the child care centers up in Minnesota. Nobody checked if they were even real. And that was millions of dollars up there. And in California, they're finding case after case. So could it come up to $187 or $1.7 trillion? Probably not. But what if they saved $500 billion that could go right back into our government? People that deserve help should get help. But crooks that take advantage of it should be found, hunted down, arrested, and put in jail. And there's a follow-up on this, is that the general, the federal agency that oversees more than $126 billion in federal contracts is also joining the anti-fraud task force. The Government Services Administration, which calls itself the engine of government and serves as a federal government central contracting and real estate agency, overseeing the building, services, and good agencies rely on to operate. By joining the task force, the GSA gives one of the Trump administration's higher profile accountability efforts across access to procurement data. They sit at the center of federal acquisition and contracting ecosystem, making us a critical force in the fight against fraud. Well, yeah. Now, here's the thing is, some of the investigators were taken away, you know, part of the cutting back on the government. So, and it gets down to it, in my opinion, and my friend's opinion is, so we spend millions on the investigators, the watchdogs, but we get billions back. It's worth $100 million if you get $1 billion back, or $10 billion, or $100 billion, or $200 billion. You've got to watch it. People have obviously been taking advantage of this for years. Some of the stuff goes back to 2007. But really crested during the Biden administration. So we'll see what happens. But Vance is in charge of that. It focuses on improving eligibility verification, strengthening payment control, sharing data across agencies, and helping law enforcement disrupt fraud schemes. And we will be right back. And I'm going to give away, I'm going to give away a family pack of Colt 45 tickets as soon as we get back from this break.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center
for a night of high flying, heavy hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micro Mania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the main event.
From the details. Visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Pinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Yeah, that's our website. Go there and go back to the archives and listen to them. Might want to go back yesterday and listen to Stephanie Bridget and how we, as a community, have lost 6 prosecutors in the last 2 months, including 4. Didn't have to do with leadership or anything like that. It had to do with money and the amount of hours they were working where they could go to another county and get a 30% raise in pay in another county. And it might behoove you to listen to that, because my question is to the supervisors, because you guys are the ones holding the budget, what's the magic number of assistant district attorneys that's going to make you do something, that's going to make you address this? Is it, now we got 16 out of 28 right now, but two of those are brand new. They have to be trained, which means the ones that are already working huge caseloads are going to have to train the newbies in this. So is the magic number 12 when we get down to 12 assistant DAs? Is it 13? Is it 14? Is it 10? At what point does the system just stop? Because the police and the sheriff, they're doing their job. They're picking up the bad guys. And they're already triaging the cases that they handle. You know, serious ones, murder, rape, sexual assault, child, you know, molestation, elder abuse, those. But somebody's stealing stuff out of your car, that's going to go into a computer, and they'll get to that when they can get to it, even if they've arrested the guy. Go back and listen to yesterday's show. It starts at 8 o'clock. I'm giving away a family pack of tickets to the Colt 45s. These are golden tickets, my friends, because they're good for any game of the season. But that includes opening night, which is tomorrow night. It's Veterans Appreciation Night. So, and I will be throwing out the first pitch. It is going to be, it's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure in this. And Ben's on the phone because people are calling. a lot of pressure there to throw that ball 60 feet and 6 inches. And I, frankly, if I can get it 60 feet, I'm not too worried about that last 6 inches. The catcher can reach out and get it. As long as it's not bouncing in. I looked at it, and I've looked at different disasters on that opening pitch day. I've already told the mascot to stay behind the net because, in my perverse sense of humor, if I see him standing out there close to the catcher, I may just go for him. So I've already warned him, don't stand close. You're going to get, you know, I may just decide you are where I want to throw. So anyway, that's tomorrow. Now, hey, look, if you've been to Costco lately and you've bought a citrus plant or grapevines, there is an invasive species called the glassy wing sharpshooter, and it Pierce's disease, a deadly bacterial infection that affects grapevines and a wide range of other plants. Just in Costco yesterday, and people were buying, you know, like orange trees and citrus, you know, lemon trees, apple trees, all of these things. So what you do if you bought it that since April 21st. Anyone who's purchased grapevines or citrus plants from a Costco store since April 21st is asked to do the following. Place 2 garbage bags over the plant, secure them tightly, and contact a local county agriculture office for further guidance. And that would be, it's toll-free. It's 1-800-479-8009. John Ingram. Shasta County Agricultural Commissioner, and a lifelong resident of Shasta County. So if you've bought those plants, and I saw a lot of them going out yesterday, cover them up and then call the ag guys. All right, I've got like 3 minutes left. I explained, did you know, my friends, it is a proven fact that women speak more than men. And I'm not talking about, during the day they counted the words. Did a big study. I'm not talking 7 or 8 words. I'm talking about a lot of words. Women just speak more than men. But here's a little known fact. Those words roll over. Which means if they haven't spoken all of those words that day, it's like it used to be in phones. You had so many minutes and it would roll over to the next month. Words are the same thing. So if they don't get their 10,000 words out, they only get, like, say, 8,500. It rolls over to the next month, and it rolls over to the month. I mean, there may be days, instead of speaking 12,000 words, they speak 18,000 words. Now, we as men are with them. And so how do we handle that? Are you ready for this, Ben? You're not married. I'm giving you some life-saving advice here. 1, when they come to a pause, say, you're right. And then it comes to another pause. Really? But I think you're right. And on the third, third time it happens, you say, wow, I'm sorry. There's your secret. I explained this to Linda the other day, and after she stopped laughing, she agreed with me. But my darling does not hold back on words. She loves to chit-chat. Okay. Hey, when we come back from our break, for the news, Trish Clark is joining me. I have no idea what Trish is ever going to say, but I love having her here. You all love having her here. And I can remind everybody that on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Civic Auditorium is that's the true Memorial Day. It's the 30th. And there's going to be a ceremony there. Everybody's invited. There'll be tents up and chairs so you won't have to be in the sun, even though it's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday. It starts right at 11 o'clock. Presentation of the colors, people putting wreaths out, you know, to honor our fallen. And that's what Memorial Day is about. It honors our fallen warriors. Over 1.3 million since our country began. So if you can make it out there, everybody's invited. And right after that is a complimentary lunch right there at the Civic. So come enjoy, you know, come and pay your respects and then have a great lunch afterwards. And that's going to be Saturday morning. We'll take a break now and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Rising energy prices helped drive inflation to a three-year high last month, 3.8% from a year ago. It is a smaller increase, though, than economists had been expecting. Fresh challenges to the tenuous Iran ceasefire. Kuwait targeted by Iranian drone and missile strikes, and the U.S. hit military targets in southern Iran.
U.S. forces carried out new strikes Wednesday on a military facility in Iran, what they describe as defensive action. They say it came after the downing of four Iranian attack drones that were posing a threat around the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. forces also struck an Iranian ground control station in Bandar Abbas that was about to launch a fifth drone. It all comes after President Trump expressed confidence the U.S. was making progress in talks to end the war.
It looks like they want to just make a deal. I don't think they have a choice.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Israeli military has stepped up its attacks on Iranian proxy Hezbollah in Lebanon. At least 14 people killed there. Two people confirmed dead, 9 others missing following a chemical storage tank explosion at a paper mill in Longview, Washington. The search of the missing is getting underway, albeit with extreme caution.
Operational conditions, it still remains active and it's extremely hazardous in the recovery environment. Recovery operations will continue as the conditions safely allow.
Longview Fire Battalion Chief Matt Amos. Today's AAA national average for a gallon of regular gas, $4.42. It's down 3 cents from yesterday. Oil prices are higher this morning amid an uptick in hostilities in the Middle East. And on Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow is down about 28 points, while the Nasdaq is up 103 points, and the S&P better by 24. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Maybe this is you too. There is enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It's amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. And yeah, you could save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Here's the number. They're easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
In Kenya, 16 students died in an overnight fire that started in the dormitory of a girls' boarding school. Education Minister Julius Ogamba says 79 others injured at the school, which has more than 800 students in central Kenya. The cause has not yet been determined. Police say at this point they're leading rescue and emergency response efforts at the school. It's about 74 miles from the capital, Nairobi. School fires are commonplace in Kenya. Kids around the world born in conflict are getting a playful respite.
The LEGO Foundation committed $97 million to expand International Rescue Committee programs that use play to help millions of children learn and recover. Children who are born in conflict have their childhood stolen from them, but giving children a bit of their childhood back is the goal here. The five-year partnership wants to reach 5 million children across East Africa and the Middle East.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com. In Congress, a bipartisan bill aims to speed up new regulations to stave off potential chaos in college sports.
Now that a lawsuit settlement allows players to be paid, there's almost as much scrambling in the transfer portal as there is on the gridiron. And apparently it's going to take an act of Congress to keep off-the-field movements from overshadowing the game. Senators Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell have crafted a bill, the Protect College Sports Act, that would regulate payments to players and limit them to just one free transfer over their careers. It would also create a so-called Lane Kiffin rule that would prohibit college coaches from leaving their teams before the season ends. Bob Agner reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation that prohibits anyone from accessing voter rolls or election technology without a court order. Also makes it a crime to knowingly take voted ballots from election officials. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. That's right, Trish Clark is back here with me.
Good
on
morning,
this Thursday.
Carl.
Good morning, Trish. It's always wonderful to see you. 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I got Ben at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's National Hamburger Day, and I discussed to him how he could be a success with women.
You heard that
part about, you know, after a certain amount of time, you say, you're right, hon.
I'd do some research, Ben.
Yeah, well, I've had a couple of failures, so I've learned after all these years. It's National Hamburger Day. One of my favorite foods.
And you all forgot to mention Bartels.
Bartels, yes.
Now, favorite hamburger. I was listening to that, and that's got to be, I mean, that's as close to fast food as I get.
Yeah.
And that's Bartels.
Yeah. And
it's Giant Burger.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is absolutely fabulous. And I tell you what, you go down the street here at Public Market, and they've got the smash burgers. Get the double smash burger. It's got two patties because, you know, they're smashed.
It's so much food.
It's really good, too. But I was talking about big chains.
Gotcha.
But every time Linda has an event, you know, she doesn't eat during the event because she's singing. I would say in 90% of the time, we leave that event and we head straight to In-N-Out. And that's kind of what we do. And she just loves In-N-Out because everything is so fresh. Okay, the weather. Chance of showers and thunderstorms today, and then showers likely and thunderstorm after 5 p.m. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, then rain. Low around 55, a high today about 74. Now, tomorrow, rain in the morning, but then it clears up, and it's going to be a beautiful night for Colt 45 baseball.
Yeah,
74 tomorrow. Opening night, it's going to be beautiful. And then Saturday, it starts getting warmer, my friends, with an 82. But by next Wednesday, it's going to be 96, sunny and hot. From Sunday on, Sunday's going to be 90, and the rest of them just keeps going up a couple degrees every day. So, weather reports are always brought to you by an Anderson business.
Shasta Gas Propane.
Great people, the Kenny family, founded it close to 30 years ago. Three generations of Kennys are working there. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Gosh, it's just great to be here. And actually, you know, I got up early enough. I could have been here at 7.
Open line is
amazing.
Open line is it's always interesting.
Oh, it is.
Yes. And for a variety of reasons. But I love hearing people, you know, call in and Even if I don't agree with what they're saying. I try not to be rude to them.
Well, yeah. No, it's interesting, and I like to see who's out there listening, and I love it when they call in. When so I was doing the show, I would encourage people to call in and tell us what's on your mind.
It's 605-4567. Something's going. Yeah. Well, so what you got something stuck in your craw, or what you got?
You know, the only thing I guess this time I think the election process is a big. I don't like the way it operates. I would love to go back. I'm one of those that I would love to go back to an election day.
Yeah.
I like to go to the polls. I like to go in. I like to fill out my ballot. I like to go, stand in the booth and fill out my ballot and put it in and have it counted. I don't have a problem with absentee ballots. We did absentee ballots forever. If you had a reason you needed to not be at there on election day, you could write it and you could get a mail-in ballot. You could have a standard where you always voted that way.
Well, we've something like 70% of people in Shasta County vote by mail, but they've signed up for it. And, and we've never had really, we haven't had a problem with that. It's when they started sending ballots to everybody and they don't scrub the voter rolls, and you hear stories of people that I know of that they live in apartments.
Yep.
And they get three or four ballots.
In every apartment, I talked years ago.
Not in their name.
Not in their name. No, but the ballots for each apartment complex, you own apartment, like down, especially in Chico or someplace like that, where they have the college students, they come in, they're there for a semester or a year, they register, they don't change it when they leave.
Yeah.
I knew a gal that owned an apartment complex, and she'd get 15, 20 for every apartment, every year. They go in the garbage. Well, they get harvested is what happens with them. And I get the ballot. It's irritating to me. We don't scrub our ballot. They don't do it on a regular basis. And so there's all kinds of dead people, and those ballots are harvested.
Well, you know, the thing that Curtis said, because I asked him about that, have you scrubbed the voter rolls? He says, we can't scrub them. It's the state that has to scrub them. They can send in the names, and the state is the one that, is in charge of that. Well, he says they don't do a very good job.
No, they do not.
In the next election cycle, they get the same ones back, and it's, after they've already identified that they've moved, they've died, something. So that must be frustrating.
Well, the whole process is just it reeks. There's no reason for it. You can get off work to go vote. There's no reason in this world that we can't go back to honest voting. They've proven that the mail-in ballots are not good. People are getting them that are not registered, that shouldn't be legally registered. I just don't like the process. The other thing I don't like, and I haven't liked it since Ann Reed retired as the county clerk, she used to make a big deal about upcoming elections and what seats were available and who was up for election. I mean, most people don't even realize that judges have to be reelected.
Yeah.
But we never hear about that. We never know when a judge is up, because if nobody runs against them, they don't go on the ballot. But shouldn't we know if there's a judge that it's time for them to be elected?
Well, I thought that the judges' names were on the ballot. It's just nobody runs against them.
They're not on the ballot. If nobody runs against them, their name is not even on the ballot.
I'll have to check that.
Oh, I know I'm.
I mean,
right.
I'm.
But Ann Reed used to put these things out. I'll tell you something that just shows that up is our longtime county treasurer, Lori Scott, is not running for reelection. There's a brand new name on that ballot that's running unopposed.
Yeah, because she retired.
But
there was an announcement in the paper that she was retiring, if you didn't see that issue of the paper, you didn't hear it, and you didn't hear it right here on this radio station.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
So I don't even know who the next one is.
Well, I saw her name on the ballot, but it's gal. It's worked there for a while.
Yeah, sure.
But I just think that. I guess my issue is that we get the kind of government we deserve, and we as a population are not involved. We don't know. I would guess you could walk out here, and I bet you would have a hard time finding with the first 20 people, just go into businesses, go into reputable people, and ask them who the five members of the Board of Supervisors are. I'm going to tell you that 19 out of 20 of them couldn't tell you.
I would say you're probably close on that.
Yeah.
And that's then when you talk about an election, they don't know which districts.
Now specifically, I mean, I'm not even sure that after all the years I represented the 5th district that I could tell you what the 5th district is. The lines are so squirrely after that last realignment.
Tell me about it. I was in the first district for like 15 years, and all of a sudden I was in the second district.
Well, there was no rhyme or reason to the lines that they were drawn there, other than vindictive whatever. But
it's weird.
It was just a weird thing.
Well, you know, and now we're into all types of redistricting, but we need to take our first break. Now I'm here with Trish Clark, and this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, work injuries can be life-changing, and if you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, that you're supposed to have, it could keep you out of work forever. Maybe you need retraining. You need somebody that understands workers' compensation and is going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. If you give him a call at 530-262-2168, you're going to talk to Patrick. It's a free consultation, and he's going to tell you. He's going to give you the straight scoop. If he says, look, it's taking time, but it's going the way it should. You don't want to get a lawyer in this. But if it's not, this is the guy that's going to fight for you. He's a scrapper. Veteran, former law enforcement, worked for the insurance companies for a couple of years, just did not like what he saw. So he started his own company about 6 years ago, and now he's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He knows what he's doing. He's going to help you. That's Patrick Gorman, and go to Gorman Comp Law. That's Gorman, G-O-R-M-A-N, Comp, C-O-M-P, Law, L-A-W, .com. If you need help, he's there for you, and he's going to do a great job. And we're going to take a quick break, and after the break, Trish is going to illuminate me on many subjects that she's been holding. We'll be right back.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader, no one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere, and billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Turtle Bay is glowing wild, and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody calls and say Lions. You're Lions.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're all looking for heroes. Today, the 28th of May, 21 in the morning, 58 degrees, going up to 74 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track now to reserve an ER treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at your projected treatment time. Now, it's online, and it's called, you just go use Fast Track at ShastaRegional.com and click on that tab. Now, they will ask you a few questions, you know, shortness of breath, pain in your chest, you're bleeding. Then they're going to tell you to come in right away. But for those other things, those gastral, those flu, stay at home, show up, and you can pick all types of times, and they will see you. It's called Fast Track, and it's at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just go to ShastaRegional.com and click on Fast Track. And I'm here with Trish Clark. And, you know, it's probably a good thing you can't hear in between. Yeah, because there could be things said.
Sometimes.
Yeah, there's allegations, not at each other. We just talk about things. Big election. Oh, I had, and you probably heard it because I know you listen. The guy that's a congressman from the 2nd District, the Democrat from Marin County running, Huffman.
Huffman, yes.
You know, on the radio, I mean, he the guy's a likable guy. I mean, he was a world-class athlete at one time.
Gotcha.
But he is very liberal.
Oh.
And when I asked him, how can you represent such two diverse communities, farmers, ranchers, outdoorsmen, gun owners, and then on the other side, city dwellers? And his answer was, well, you know, you try to get a consensus, you know, as close as you can to the middle. It's a great answer, but I don't know if, one, he can do it or how hard he's going to work at that.
Oh, he isn't even going to attempt. And if you listen to some of the stuff that he's stated over the years,
yeah.
I mean, he knows how to get, he absolutely knows how to deal with it. You just get rid of all of them. you just literally get rid of the ranchers and the farmers and we get rid of that in our state and we don't have to deal with it. And then we just move on. That's his whole answer. I mean, he has no desire to deal with any of those issues. That's an interesting race, and I've never liked to deal with the nonpartisan people. I always think they're people who just simply can't make up their mind. But in this particular case, I'm right out there. Well, I will tell you immediately that if we have any hope of having any representation whatsoever, the only person that can beat Huffman And we do not want him representing us. He is so liberal, he makes Bernie Sanders look like a dyed-in-the-wool Republican. We've got to go with Nicolette Nyman. She is the only chance we've got to have any sanity in that seat.
Well, I tell you what, the she was on the show too.
Yeah.
And she's a rancher.
Yes.
And she doesn't have a lot of, you know, government experience. But and she's not real strong. I wouldn't give her an A rating from the NRA because of some of her answers. Not on the air. It was afterwards when I asked her about it. You know,
yeah.
Black guns and those kind of things. She was real soft on that.
Yeah.
But as far as representing this part of the district, I think it would be a lot better than Huffman.
And we do not, unfortunately, have a Republican who is in any way, shape, or form strong enough to beat him, to raise enough money to beat him. She really is the only. I've met with her a couple of times now, hosted a couple of events for her down, like at the Frontier Senior Center. Like I said, a lot of really strong Republicans are supporting her because I really feel like that's the only way to go. And when we're talking Congress, of course, we've got to go with James Gallagher for the other one.
Do you think Gallagher would come back and run against Huffman in 2 years?
He's not in the same district.
Oh, okay. That's right.
This is the confusing thing.
Because
he is running. He's running for District 1.
For the remainder of the time.
And then for the next term for the District 1. We're now going to be in District 2.
That's right.
And that's the people are just having a hard time. I don't know where that's going to go.
Well, you know what? Here's somebody I thought might want to take a look at it is Brian Daly. Because Brian, you know, ran for governor. So he's got name recognition and he's got a really strong support. He would have really strong support from the side.
Yes.
But I think Brian Daly has the ability, and not talking, you know, this, of course, this election, but the next one, to reach out to, he might be, you know, he might get that crossover vote. I don't know if Brian ever wants to run again.
Yeah.
Megan's going to term out this time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be interesting to see who's going to run for her spot.
Yeah.
And because you would imagine that Heather would just want to, you know, just fleet up. But she's said she's not interested in that.
Yeah.
But that's what she says right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to jump subjects on you because I do want to talk about the Frontier Senior Center and the fact that we just got. I'm so excited. You know, I that was a big thing when we found out we needed to replace the roof on the facility down there, and it's a 10,000 square foot flat roof building. That's a big deal, and the bids that I got were just scary, from 130, 150, you know, just all over the place. And we ended up with a bid that we took for $119,000. That's a sure thing, but that was a lot of money to raise. We did momentous, great fundraising. We had a great fundraiser early in March.
Yeah.
And then we've done a lot of other fundraising, really been working really hard on a lot of
stuff. I know you have.
I'm confident. I'm a forever optimist about the Frontier Senior Center, and I was confident I could come up with enough money. Thought it would take me a lot longer than it has.
Right.
So delighted to get the wonderful grant. It's from McConnell.
McConnell
Foundation. It's another term that they use, and I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me. But it was a $50,000 grant specifically for nonprofits was the grant application for roofs. Specifically for roofs.
It was that specific.
It was for roofs for nonprofits.
Maybe they wrote that up specifically knowing that the Frontier Senior Citizen Senior Center needed one.
I don't know, but they came out with that grant actually about the same time that we were finding out that we really were past the point where we could patch and move on, which we've been doing for several years. The roof is really old, and I mean, that's the next phase of this after we're finished with this. But we got the $50,000 grant. We had raised about $35,000 plus several smaller donations and just donations that had come in that were not part of our fundraising, and an anonymous donation that really has got us to the point where we've got enough money to do our roof, and we're starting the end of the month, and we're all extremely grateful.
And I mentioned that, and thank you to the McConnell Foundation.
Absolutely.
You know what? In fact, I'm having somebody on here next week, I believe. But I think they gave out like $750,000 worth of grants. McConnell Foundation did, and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, well, we were just absolutely over the moon. Liz Cottrell, my treasurer, and I worked, she worked so hard on that with me with the grant, and we submitted that application, and we've just been kind of holding our breath that we would qualify for it. But, you know, and then the next phase, of course, is because we have been patching that roof for the last 20 years, and somebody said to me, so, well, what do you think the repairs underneath are? And I said, one problem at a time. I really haven't looked at that. I've got skylights that have leaked. Is that just at the bottom that I need to do some theft, or is it all the way down? I don't know. We'll look at that next.
But do you watch those TV commercials about this guy takes this black substance and he makes a boat out of it? He slaps it on water coming out of a tank. He just slaps it on there and it stops. Maybe you need some of that.
Yeah.
And just paint it around and it seals everything.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I want, you know, people to understand that we're so extremely grateful that we've got the money for the roof, but that's not the end of it. It's a 30-year-old building. I just had to replace the whole dishwashing system. It's a commercial system, and that was $9,900. Well, I need a new refrigerator. You know, I've got all this. It's like owning a house.
Well,
it just is never ending.
I won't
so
even
when I'm still out there begging for money, understand it's an ongoing. That's how we keep nonprofits.
And one of the things you can do is once a month, the first Sunday of each month, you can go down there and have a breakfast.
There you
and
go.
Your breakfast is just outstanding. I was there last month. Probably be there this month.
Great.
So
yeah, it is. That's our ongoing fundraiser reaching out. and remember that this June, this is your last chance till August. We'd go. Don't do a breakfast in July.
Okay, so this is, okay.
And coming up next, not this weekend, but the weekend after.
It's not this weekend.
No, because it's the 31st.
Okay, so it's next weekend.
Yep.
Got it.
Gotcha.
All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway, or Lucky Miller's, if you remember that. Been in business since 1960, same location since 1967. So this barbershop has been there. And it is a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. Heads on the wall, jackalope, flags, patches from different law enforcement agencies, and two great barbers, Logan and Tim. And, in fact, I'm going down there today because I need to make sure that my haircut matches my uniform on Saturday at the Memorial Day service down at the Civic. But great haircuts. You can make appointments, which is what I really like, so I can just roll in and get a haircut and roll out. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can go to Booksy and just go to Redding and Cypress Square Barbershop. Set up a time, you get a confirmation, and a email or a text reminding you that you have a haircut that day. It's, like I said, not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. And you can go in there and get a haircut, not even say anything, except, how do you want this? I'm medium. And then you don't have to feel like you need to talk. But if you want to, Tim and Logan are able. Cypress Grove Barbershop, my friends. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good
Welcome
day,
back
sunshine.
To Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and today Trish Clark. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. You hear us all over. Can't get away from us. It's 8:37 in the morning, 60 degrees out there, going up to 74 today. We're going to have thunderstorms, but it's clearing up tomorrow for the opening day of Colt 45's baseball. And like I said, I'm here with Trish Clark. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just I'm reminded how much I enjoy doing this show, and I wish I would get up earlier and do it more regularly.
Well, maybe, once a month, we can get you in here. We'll have a set day that on this day Trish Clark comes.
I love that. We need to do that. And Thursday
we'll do
work,
that.
Thursdays work good for me. So
good.
Yeah.
Well, Thursdays work good for me because Linda, you know, doesn't, you know, she's off Tuesdays and Thursdays because somebody's got to take care of everything that happens in the house. And speaking of your, how old's the Frontier Senior Center?
30 years.
30. I live in an 80-year-old house, maybe 82 years old.
Yeah.
And there's things that, I mean, my gosh, it was well constructed. And there's stuff there that you can never afford to do today.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, like in the tiki room with that, you know, with the ceiling and it's milled wood panels, all the brickwork that's out in the back. I mean, just there's stuff there that was, you know, came in plaster walls and, and it's, we love the house, but it's close to 80 years old.
Well, recognize that the Frontier Senior Center has been there for 30 years, but that was the old Hayes Pump building.
Oh, so it's been there.
It's been there a long time. When we purchased it, it was the front two offices, which are those nice wood things that Hayes put in.
Yeah.
The rest of it was a block wall building. All nothing. Where the restroom is, the big room, the assembly room, and the dining room, and all of that, that was just a block wall. They built pumps.
Mm-hmm.
And so we redid all of that, but the outside structure of that building, I'm not sure how old it is, but
how
I know it's
people,
way older.
How many people can you seat?
About 250 in the big room for a dinner or what have you.
Yeah, the big room.
The assembly room with the wooden dance floor.
Okay, so yeah. You can put
about 250. We can seat for 250 in there.
And you've got a kitchen.
Yeah, full-service kitchen.
There's, you know, people are looking for places to rent and stuff like that.
We're doing a lot more rentals. You know, one of the things that I didn't understand,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been there for 30 years with it. You got the grant originally to buy that building and turn it into the senior center. So I've been there from the very beginning, and I didn't realize just until recently that we were the best-kept secret in town. I did not have any idea how many people simply did not know the Frontier Senior Center even existed.
Yeah.
I was amazed. We did actually last September, November or thereabouts. I did an open house thing. The county was doing a go around and talk about their 5-year plan or something, and they were looking for places to hold those in the communities. And Chris Kelstrom called me and asked me, could he do it at the senior center? And I said, absolutely. So, long story short, at the end of their presentation, I asked the 75 or so people that were there, 75, 80 people, all from the South County, all identified as being totally from the South County, Anderson, the surrounding area, how many of them had ever been in the senior center? And about 5 or 6 of them raised their hand. I asked them, how many of you did not even know the Frontier Senior Center existed? And well over 70% of them raised their hand.
Isn't that weird? Because it's other things, too. Like, you know, how long have we been on the air? 16 years, right?
Yeah.
Broadcasting, got thousands of people listening. And I'll still run into people, and we'll say, you know, KCNR Radio. And they'll look at me, and I'll go, KCNR Radio?
Yeah, I know.
But you know what? Here's the funny thing. They'll know about the shows, but KCNR Radio
doesn't
doesn't register on, but they know about the shows. Oh, I listen to Dave Ramsey. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I listen to you. You know, that kind of stuff.
They just doesn't register.
And I kind of question them about it, and sure enough, they're telling me about shows we've had. But they don't associate the call sign with the station.
With the station.
And after 16 years. I know.
It's crazy. I will say, and I'll give a shout out to our new manager, Shyla. She really is savvy on the media and all that stuff. And so we're doing a lot better and we're getting a lot more rentals. But know that the place is available. I understand our rates are less expensive than a lot. We've got that beautiful garden, outdoor weddings. It's quite the facility, and people are unaware of it. But so if you're looking for a place to rent or a kitchen, it's great.
You can put a dais in there and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So if you had a big event, and so you can put 250 people in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk just one more time about the election. I want everybody I really want people to study your ballots and study the candidates. And make it an educated voice. Don't be swayed by the very one-sided information that, in my opinion, we get in this county. Actually, if, you know, these candidates are wanting to be reelected. Give them a chance to tell their side of the story, or the ones that are running against them. Call the people directly. They're there for you to talk to.
And they will.
And they will. They'll answer you. I'm telling you that I think that this current board, while they've made some missteps, I think they're getting credit for a lot of stuff they didn't cause. They're dealing with a lot of issues that go way back, that started even before Mike Johnson is the sheriff, that they're dealing with in the sheriff's department, lawsuits, things that happened during COVID that started a chain of events with distrust with our government, this current board is getting blamed for a lot of that. So I think you need to take a real look at what they've actually done and not what they've been accused of. And I just...
Well, that's about for every candidate.
Exactly.
You know, because both sides are, you know, slinging...
Well, that's how we... That's unfortunately how they run elections.
Nowadays. And so you want to look at every candidate. I mean, I actually have people ask me how I'm voting. And I never answer. And the reason I don't answer is because I want them to go out and look. Because, you know what? We all have our, you know, our prejudices. When I say prejudice, you know, your predisposal to look at certain things and all that. Last night, and I mentioned already, I had a great discussion with a Democrat friend who's a Democrat, leans left, not far left at all, because he's a very successful businessman. And I'm a Republican that leans right, not far right, but he and I could agree on things like the immigration. You know, we need to, and God bless the Democrats and Republicans, but they are so cowardly. Both sides could have done something about the immigration process to make it make sense, and they haven't done it. And now he and I disagree on ICE, but still. But there's so many things out there that we as a nation, we all do agree. And what do we want as a nation? We want to have a job that pays you well enough that you can raise your family. You want to have housing. You know, you want to have a good education for your kids. You know, you want to, you know, that your salary outstrips inflation. You know,
you want to be safe in your home.
Yeah, everybody wants that. You know, and you got your far right and far left, and they usually, you know, they seem like they could be in bed together because they want the same things. You know, take away your rights, either side, far right, far left. But the vast majority of America just mainly want to be left alone and let us live our lives.
Yeah.
That's what you got to look at.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And that's, I think, exactly what we voted for overwhelmingly. We put him in office. I wish that the Republicans that we elected to support him would get behind him and allow this current president to make laws of the executive orders that he is putting into effect that we voted for him to do and wanted him to do.
Largest vote in history.
Exactly. And if the Republicans that were elected back there would quit doing their nonsense and voting with the Democrats so that he has to do executive orders as opposed to making things law, we could actually make a difference. I honestly believe that he's going to hold through the midterm, but no thanks to the darn Republicans that are in Republican's name only back there who keep doing weird crap instead of letting him make the law.
Well, and on that, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
From the first bingo call to the latest jackpot, it's been an incredible 33 years of winning. Because of you, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating our 33-year anniversary. Prepare for incredible promotions, giveaways, gaming, food and fun all month long. Don't miss your chance at $330,000. For details on all the anniversary fun, visit WindRiver.com. So grab your friends and come celebrate with us. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal St. Pete. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark today. And we're going to have Trish on once a month, and we'll figure out which Thursday, and maybe this Thursday, last Thursday of the month.
There you go.
And then next time you come on, we can discuss what happened in the election.
We can dissect what happened. Exactly.
You know, every so often I listen to ads. You know, people, you know, the political ads. It's interesting to listen to them. You know, professional, you know, of course, expounding on how good the candidate is. But they're very, you know, they're good. And we have most of the candidates' ads running on ours now. And so I listen to them because I listen to our station. And I just, Yeah.
Everybody says that they don't like the ads. They will tell you that they don't like the ads where they're attacking their opponent.
Yeah. And they never have.
However, they're the most effective.
And isn't that weird? People say, I don't want to hear people slinging mud, but
The head mudslinger is the one that usually gets elected. Yeah. I will tell you that when I was running, and I ran a lot of elections, I had a couple of things that I was real firm on. Number one, I never ever said my opponent's name. I wasn't ever going to give them any free press. So I referred to them as my opponent when I referred to them, but I always tried to talk about what I was going to do and what my thing was, and I I'd answer any questions that anybody would ask me about my opponent, but I never said their name, and I tried real hard not to use stuff. But sometimes, I had a couple of candidates. I'll never forget one situation. We were doing a radio thing, and somebody called up and accused me of saying something about their personal life.
Yeah.
And it was true. The guy was guilty of what they were talking about. And I answered and said, I don't know where you're getting that information, because I haven't spoken about my opponent at all. I only speak about what I'm going to do and what have you. And he sat right there and said, yeah, Trish, I'm really glad you're not talking about that. And I just cracked up, because it was just,
here's the thing.
Beat stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is, if somebody has done something, and all the candidates have done something that have been in, that have been in the, especially if they've served, and the ones running against them, there's always something that, something that they've, they stand for, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't mean to say that, it's not one of those things like you still beat your wife.
but
you see that out there. Do you still beat your wife? Well, what's the answer to that? You go, no.
Well, that's the problem, though. You're better off if you've done something that they can go after you. When I was first running for office, I dissected my past, because I didn't want to be put in a position where anybody could bring up anything that would embarrass my husband or my family what I determined is that I'd led a very boring life. Wasn't anything there.
You didn't talk about Woodstock when you were there in front of the stage?
Well, there you go. See, I just didn't have anything there. But what was more interesting about it was one of the things they accused me of, which was ludicrous and try to disprove a negative, is that I was trying to ban guns in Shasta County. And I had an FFL license that had a concealed carry permit forever. I'm a hunter. I'm a fisherman. I like guns. And it was just out of the blue, all of a sudden, this starts circulating all around, and I'm trying to convince people that the gun, and I'm a new person. They don't really know me. I sold metal detectors and gold dredges. Nobody knew anything about me. And so it was just all of a sudden trying to disprove something like that in Shasta County was just, how do you do?
Well, you take out a billboard and say anybody saying I do not support gun rights
is, stand up and I'll shoot you.
is a liar, and I will shoot you if you say it again. Speaking of gold dredges, changing it totally.
Oh, okay.
You used to sell
the detector lady of BTR detectors.
Can you believe that gold, gone down, it's like $4,800 an ounce? Do you kind of wish you were in that?
No kidding. I'm going to get out my gold pan, and I've got a couple places I'm going to go hit. We've had a lot of storms. Okay, so we had a caller earlier that wasn't knew how I was going to vote for governor.
For governor.
And I like Chad Bianco. I don't know whether he's got a chance, but I really like him.
He's an authentic guy.
He is an authentic guy. I will tell you that, boy, Hilton scares me to death.
Well,
if you look at some of the stuff about him,
he's from before, be
afraid. Be afraid.
I can tell you that. And
I hope he's changed his code a lot, because what he said before, we don't want.
No, but what he's saying
now. Going to make Newsom look like a Republican.
You know what? People change. Maybe, you're saying they can't change that much. What about the Spencer Pratt? guy down in. You know what? If you have not seen his commercials, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Because, and I don't know if he has a chance, but he's sure making Bass look bad.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Of course she is
bad.
Yeah, totally. And not a bad person. I'm saying she's a bad person. But you bring up the fires and the homelessness and all of this stuff, and Pratt is just dancing on her. Now, well, I don't know if that's going to make enough to win, but
I guess final thoughts on the whole election process is that, God, I really hope and I pray that we can get back in this United States to some kind of common sense and middle ground on some
middle
kind
ground. Middle ground.
We've got to get to the point where we as a society can live together and agree
and
to disagree
and
move forward. I'm not looking. You look down the line, and if some of this stuff that's heading in these directions, it's pretty scary.
It is. Now, Ready Rancheria is, they plan, the tribe plans out six generations. That's why if something doesn't happen right now, they're not worried about it because theirs is the long view.
Right.
And we, as in our democracy here, we go every 4 or 2 years, we sway from one side to the other. We don't have sixth generation, but if we did, then we would be able to kind of work together.
But we're not a democracy. We're a republic.
Well, I know, we're a republic.
We're a republic.
But our republic doesn't have this long-term view.
No, we need it. We need it desperately.
Trish, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Carl.
Okay, a month from today.
All right.
Trish is back. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Watch out for those thunderstorms, but it's clearing up tonight. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, and God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.